From the Art Center in Carrboro, this is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater, a program that has fascinating guests, lively talk and conversation, community news, storytelling, and a look at our local entertainment scene. Good radio and always a few surprises. Now here's Claudio.
Good morning, folks, and thanks for tuning us in. We've got the one and only Alex Weiss in the studio this morning. Alex, give me some proof of life.
Good to be here, Claudio. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I'm going to open up with a little monologue. We also have Bob Crowley, president of the Apex Arts Council.
Good morning.
And Will Williams, actor, writer, as well as... go ahead.
Good morning, Claudio.
Hey, proof of life here, folks. And, of course, Rocco.
Always a pleasure to be on with you,
here Claudio. To serve you listeners out there. Alex just got back from a Peruvian adventure. I like this one little write-up that he's got on the back of the book by Amy Miller, who's a novelist. Alex Weiss's travelogue, Peruvian Adventures, is a lovely read. He's a Goodwill musical ambassador, gathering both fellow musicians and enchanted listeners as he makes his way in both city and countryside, seeing old friends and making new ones. He shows an acute appreciation for people, food, and landscape, while also able to give us a sly, amused take on people's foibles, including his own. That's the spirit. That's the guy I know. I want to open up with a monologue that pertains to things too frequently in the news, and I thought I'd familiarize us a little more with what Iraq actually is. It was formerly known as Persia. The Garden of Eden was in Iraq. Mesopotamia, which is now Iraq, was the cradle of civilization. Noah built the Ark in Iraq. The Tower of Babel was in Iraq. Abraham was from Ur, which is in southern Iraq. Isaac's wife Rebekah is from Nahor, which is in Iraq. Jacob met Rachel in Iraq. Jonah preached in Nineveh, which is in Iraq. Assyria, which is in Iraq, conquered the 10 tribes of Israel. Amos cried out in Iraq. Babylon, which is in Iraq, destroyed Jerusalem. Daniel was in the lion's den in Iraq. The 3 Hebrew children were in the fire in Iraq. Jesus had been in Iraq also as the 4th person in the fiery furnace. Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, saw the writing on the wall in Iraq. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, carried the Jews captive into Iraq. Ezekiel preached in Iraq. The wise men were from Iraq. Peter preached in Iraq. The empire of man described in Revelation is called Babylon, which was a city in Iraq. And you have probably seen this one. Israel is the nation most often mentioned in the Bible. But do you know which nation is second? It is Iraq. However, that is not the name that it used in the Bible. The names used in the Bible are Babylon, land of Shinar, and Mesopotamia. The word Mesopotamia means between the two rivers, more exactly between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. The name Iraq means country with deep roots. Indeed, Iraq is a country with deep roots, and is a very significant country in the Bible. No other nation except Israel has more history and prophecy associated with it than Iraq. And also, this is something to think about. Since America is typically represented by an eagle, Saddam should have read up on his Muslim passages. The following verse is from the Quran, the Islamic Bible. Quran 9:11. For it is written that a son of Arabia would awaken a fearsome eagle. The wrath of the eagle would be felt throughout the lands of Allah. And lo, while some of the people trembled in despair, still more rejoiced. For the wrath of the eagle cleansed the lands of Allah, and there was peace. Note the verse number 9:11. Kind of haunting, isn't it? Anyway, that's it for my opening monologue, so I'm going to bounce right over, almost inappropriately, to the Apex Arts Council. Catch us up with what's going on there. I know you've got an art festival coming up.
We've got all kinds of things happening, as usual. And the first one that we've got coming up, of course, is our Valentine and Romance Art Show, which will hang on Friday and will be up in Apex for about 10 days. It'll be at the Salem Street Promenade, which is right next to the Common Grounds Coffee House on Salem Street in historic downtown Apex. And I think we may even have a very famous, very well-known artist as a contributor, if he ever gives me his paintings or his whatever you
bring. Who be that?
You. That who be that. So if you want to see some of Claudio's work, and as I say, if he ever brings it to me, we'll have it hung there.
I'll get you some.
Yeah, I've been trying to remind him of stuff like that, but we will have that there.
Hint and, acknowledged.
Yep. So that'll be the next big thing, and if you want to buy it, we hang up silent auction forms, so you can do that.
Support your Apex Arts Council, absolutely.
Yeah. So I got a couple other interesting things. Today, you know, I always look for different celebrations and observances. Today is Thomas Crapper Day. Everybody knows Thomas Crapper. Everybody thinks he invented the toilet. No, he didn't. What he did is he invented the pull-and-let-go valve before you had to hold the chain. But the toilet was originally invented in the late 1700s, and there was one installed in the palace, and Queen Elizabeth I refused to use it. She thought it was haunted or something. I don't know. But that was it. So it's Thomas Crapper Day. He actually died on this date in 1910. That's why they picked this. But
it's a rather unfortunate name, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the word actually, the crap, does not come from his name. That's actually an ancient medieval word. It goes back to medieval Latin and then Middle English. So it's just unfortunate.
And it means, will you have my baby or what?
Essentially, it just means gleanings and stuff that you're going to throw away. It's, okay. You know, crap.
Right, gotcha.
But on a more pleasant note, perhaps, today is also National Chocolate Cake Day. So if you're in the mood, you've got a perfect excuse, and don't let the waitress or any of the diet people tell you different. This is, you're celebrating National Chocolate Cake Day. But that's it. And also, I want to do a little bit of a shout out, as they say, to the Northeast. I know they're having their blizzard today up there.
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
but it's interesting. This is 16 years to the day of the Northeast blizzard of 1978, which was the last blizzard there. I don't know. Maybe this day is haunted. So if you live in the Northeast, I'd make a
that is an interesting point.
Yeah, big a circle around this date on all your calendars, because watch out, it may happen again. So that's
indeed.
It. But anyway, I'll also finish up with one thing on the Apex Arts Council that I've been told I can do. I need some help. I need an events planner or events director there. So if anybody's interested in working for free, at the moment, eventually we'll get money to pay people. But if anybody's interested, go to our website, www.apexartscouncil.org, and send me a message, and we'll talk about it. And I'm done, at least.
All right.
For now.
Well, then I'm going to ease on over to the man of the hour here, Alex Weiss. You have been all over the place since the last time I've seen you. I'm just interested in catching up. And we're going to, as soon as we can, we'll take a breath and we'll play some of your music. But go ahead and cue us in.
Well, I do travel a lot. I 3 weeks ago, I was in Taiwan. I just got back. It's probably the farthest I've ever gone to go to a wedding.
Wow.
My wife is Taiwanese,
and
she's close with her family, and I love them, and it was a wonderful visit.
And how long did you stay?
We were there about, I think, 9 days, 11 days.
So did you get a chance to really go check out the
place?
Oh
yeah, we were up. Her family lives mostly in the south, but the wedding was in the north, so we were going from one end of the island to the
fantastic
other.
Wow!
On their fast trains, you know. Yeah, no, things are good. So we travel out. I think the last trip related more to my musical events.
Inspirations.
Was Columbia.
And you have two new albums out. One's called Moonchild. What is the other one?
Moonchild is a more recent album. Actually, I redid Moonchild because I wanted to. There's a couple of songs that I wanted to fix up. But Moonchild is becoming something that my wife and I are collaborating on. She does Qigong, which is a form of Tai Chi. And she wanted me, and she also is a massage, she's an acupuncturist.
That's right, yeah, I remember that.
And herbalist and Mayan healer. And she wanted some laid back music for her to work with.
Does she have a, what would you call that, a studio somewhere?
Yeah, she works out of Health Touch, which is in Durham.
I got you.
But also when we travel, she does Qigong. And I usually play music behind her while she does these, they're kind of like martial arts in slow motion.
Ah, interesting, okay.
Very slow movement, most of it. And, you know, it works on balance and toning your body. And so I've been composing some, drawing from other things that I know, mm-hmm. making music behind it. So this Moonchild is really a combination of that, and we plan on going out and performing that in places.
Well, why don't we go to a cut number? I think we're going to play number one on Moonchild, just so people can get an idea. Go ahead and cue us into it.
This cut, I was in Bisbee, Arizona. This was re-recorded in Bisbee. It's a little town in southern Arizona, 6 miles from the Mexican border, with my buddy, an engineer and bass player, Frank Torno. On this cut, Leland's playing bongos, and I'm playing horn, and that's all it is. It's real sparse.
Hmm.
And the composition is, it's a medley of one tune from Abdullah Ibrahim of South Africa,
right.
another from that I wrote, and then a Lonely Woman from Ornette Coleman. So it's a combination of those, but they all kind of flow together.
What's the title of the piece?
I call it the Blue Bolero Medley.
The Blue Boat?
Blue Bolero.
Blue Bolero.
Bolero is a slow musical style that
is
used in Cuba, probably originated in Spain.
Yeah, I can see
that.
It's
a slow rhythm. And so he called it Blue Bolero. It's his song, but I took it and added things to it and arranged it.
Well, let's take a moment and listen to Blue Bolero by Alex Weiss.
Thank you.
Chapel Hill and Carrboro, Community Radio. This is WCOM. And now, back to Claudio.
And that was Blue Bolero by Alex Weiss. More of a meditational piece. I really like it. Something to relax to. So I hope we haven't relaxed too many people not to listen to the rest of the show, but I like that very relaxed musical feel. I want to quickly acknowledge my underwriter, the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council, who brings you today's speakeasy.
Yeah, I finally paid the bill today.
Hey. And Alex, back to you. Let's find out some of the more local things you're up to.
I wanted to, I'm a multi-instrumentalist, composer, and music educator. Mm-hmm. I do we do residencies and performances in the schools throughout North Carolina. Last couple of weeks ago, we were in Southwest Elementary. I did a residency that talks about the cultures of South America and Africa and the rhythms that are connected and have influenced.
Did you do a combination of performance and teaching?
Yeah. Well, this one culminated. Yeah, each day I chose a different country or a different area. Colombia, mm-hmm, one day, Brazil and samba rhythms another day, Peruvian and the Andes another day.
All right.
And one day we did Jamaica and little reggae music.
That had an upbeat tempo, yeah. There we
usually
go.
I'll play some of that music on my various instruments and then orchestrate it with the children, pass around rhythm instruments and give them a taste of that rhythm, mm-hmm, and then play over them. And the final, one of the days with our band, I brought different drum, my Afro-Latin ensemble, and we performed for the school. So, and that's always fun. We'll be doing another one in Wake County. I'm part of the Wake County, what do we call it? It's
United Arts.
United Arts, right.
United Arts of Raleigh and Wake County.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And we do oftentimes get called to go into the Wake County schools to perform.
Well, that's good.
But I'll go, we really will go.
So they call you randomly, or is there an established schedule?
Actually, through Wake County, I have an agent.
Good.
And she calls me.
Good.
But in Cumberland County, it's just me and the Arts Council. And whenever anyone books through the Arts Council, they'll let me know. And in Durham, Chapel, I'm open to go to work negotiate what, you know, if there is a need and we could, you know, make it fine.
I know my meeting you first years ago, you were opening for Tierney Sutton, the jazz band. I was stage manager at the Carolina Theater.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we met. And I remember her sort of walking up to you and nudging you, saying, "Don't upstage me." I love that.
She was good.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what I love is the variety of music. I love
doing
it all. I also lead a drum class every Wednesday night.
Where do you do that?
Out of my studio North Durham. So anyone that wants any information on, you know, let me know about, wants drum lessons or be a part of the class or hire us for
Do you teach any other instrumentation?
I teach recorder and harmonica.
Okay, well, there's
I don't like teaching trumpet. I find it kind of boring.
Huh.
But I like teaching recorder and harmonica, blues, jazz, folk, country.
Beautiful. And give them your website.
Differentdrum.us. www.differentdrum.us. You can hear, there's videos of the band playing. The CDs, I have about 8 CDs out.
Yeah, you do.
That feature mostly original music, arranged with African and Latin influences. And they're on the website, too.
What we're listening to right now is actually you sort of stepping into a whole other genre.
Yeah. This is a more sparse, kind of laid-back,
almost meditational.
Yeah.
Very much so.
It's actually the title, the scene, Moonchild. I was born in July, and that's technically Moonchild's
sign. Right.
And reflective music is what
that
I call this. You
know. Well, lead us into the next piece of music.
So this next piece is something I wrote quite a while back. It's number 5. It's called, I call it 4-5-6 chant, because actually in time signatures, it's in 4-4-5-4 and 6-4. But it just has a flow to it, and it's one of those more one of those pieces that I would use behind Leland's Qigong.
And what would you say the cultural inspiration was here?
Man, where I was when I wrote this, I lived in Flagstaff, Arizona at the time, and you know I was listening to all kinds of things, and it's not always easy to pinpoint.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Where this. I was in a group called Laser. This is before world music was popular. This is in the 80s. And this is an amazing group. It was led by a brilliant oboe player, classical trained oboe player. And it had a sitar player and a Dumbek. I was playing Dumbek. And, you know, it really brought together world feels. And that was probably the beginning of my world influence that way, other than Yuma Sakala from South Africa.
Right, of course.
I was right from the beginning.
Well, let's go to that. The title again?
4-5-6 Chant.
Alex Weiss. Thank you.
You're listening to Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater. This is WCOM.
The world of science is endlessly fascinating, and some of the world's most significant science is going on right here in the Triangle. This is Ernie Hood. Join me Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Radio In Vivo, your link to the Triangle Science Community, right here on WCOM LP FM.
We're glad you found us. We're WCOM Community Radio for Carrboro and Chapel Hill and listeners online at WCOMFM.org.
And you've been listening to the music of Alex Weiss. And Alex, tune us in. You were actually playing all of those instruments,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So give us the rundown on that.
That's the role of a multi-instrumentalist.
Absolutely.
At least you can do that in a
How
studio.
How you do that when you got to sit next to yourself all the time?
A lot of it is also what I hear. Because I heard those part, I'll play one part, and then I'll hear, oh, I know what can go with this. And so, you know, one part.
So four different tracks blended together, essentially, yes.
And then I write it out if I need to.
And now we've just added a train.
Yeah.
So catch us up on anything that I might not even think to ask you.
So that's a little taste of the Moonchild CD. Most of it, it's really a variety of a lot of flutes, there's a Native American piece
on there.
I can
sense that.
There's improvisations on a Japanese
scale.
Has
a real ethereal aspect to it as well.
Yeah. And that's that. And what I love is variety, and that's one of the projects.
And that's from the album Moonchild, and the one we're going to go to next is called what?
Moonchild is available pretty much just through me.
Okay.
Me and my wandering vehicle in the back of the vehicle.
Just go to that
or
website.
You can go to the website and contact me. I don't think Moonchild is available on our website. The other CDs are.
What is the title of the next one? We're not going to play it yet.
So now we're going to shift gears and go to another side of what we do. And I want to mention that I lead an ensemble with wonderful musicians. There's Brian Pearl, my bass player, who's been with me for over 12
years. Yes, I remember him.
Leland Siang Weiss, my wife, also been a part of the band for about 12 years. Lisa Lindsay on saxophone. And we feature other artists.
And do you travel under the nom de verse?
Different Drum.
Different Drum, that's what I thought, yeah.
We have been invited to perform at a week-long festival in Santiago de Cuba.
Ooh, I want to go.
Yeah. This festival brings together from all over the world people of the artistic community.
Fantastic.
To share their
And is this as a result of the New Deal with Cuba, or is this something I'm sure you established this way ahead of time.
This is something that's been going on, and actually we were invited 2 years ago, and last year we tried to go, and we needed to apply for a license, and we did apply, and it got rejected. They said we didn't have enough busy stuff happening.
Who said that?
Our government.
Our government.
Yeah.
Cute.
Cuba invited it. And Santiago has a center called, kind of like the Apex Arts Council.
Right.
This is called Casa del Caribe. Mm-hmm. It's a center of folk studies of the Caribbean region. And they hold this festival in Santiago.
Oh, I can definitely see why you'd want to go, yeah.
Yeah. I gave them one of my CDs. They got their hands on one of my CDs, and they contacted me.
Fantastic.
So I don't want to. All the connections we have, we perform in Old Havana in Durham, which is run by a Cuban. And I met his father, and I gave him a CD.
I see. That's how it came about.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So
I know you do a lot in Durham.
So anyway, we're trying to go. And this year, it looks like we will be able to go.
Do you think that the situation now politically is making it easier?
Yeah. Now we can go as a cultural exchange.
I asked
we
that
don't
only.
Need a license, but... What this festival, Cuba runs its, its things on a shoestring budget.
Yeah, no doubt. It's
so
a
they're
poor
inviting
country.
Us, but they don't have any funds. So
how were you able to skip the license this time?
Obama just
that's
changed
what
that.
Did it.
Yeah,
okay,
this
good.
Just happened in the
good.
Last past few weeks.
Good to know.
Yes. So
I'm definitely going to Cuba at some point.
it is an amazing place.
No doubt.
Get Fidel's autograph while you're there now.
Fidel wasn't who I had in mind.
The music is amazing. To me, Cuba has been
I've always loved it as a culture.
Rich source of so much has come out of there, you know. And they're very ingenious in the way they do things.
True.
Anyway, so we're doing an online campaign through Indiegogo. And that's going to start on February 10th. It's,
Indiegogo.
It runs for a month.
Yes. Okay,
and we have a month, 30 days, to raise our money. To
our travel money.
Travel money and hotel for
how much do you have to come up with?
We're thinking just to get by $5,000 for the band.
That's pretty economical.
To bring the band there. Yeah. And Casa del Caribe will... You know, they'll line up moderate hotels.
They'll provide you food and so on.
Not provide food, but they'll take us from place to place. And
good.
And, we have to come up with money for food, but they'll get us around in Santiago.
Fantastic.
So that's our goal. And if anyone, you know, keep us to go to Indiegogo or go to my website. There'll be information starting February 10th. We're going to start that.
And then when you come back, we'll do another wrap on the speakeasy to let you folks find out what kind of trouble you got into.
So I wrote a piece a while back also. I guess a lot of things a while, but once you get, after a while.
You feel like you're getting older, do you? Yeah. I'm watching you wither away right here. He was a lot taller when he first sat down.
This, my roots are, I'm Jewish from New York City. And one of the styles of Jewish music that's popular is klezmer music.
Klezmer, yes. You know,
it's a popular Eastern European music in the early 1900s, and then it got revived. Well, I wrote this piece influenced. I know that my Jewish roots influence me in what I do.
No doubt.
But I used a Cuban rhythm, a rumba.
Mm-hmm.
So this piece is called Klezmer Rumba. It's off of my Nourishment CD. Thank you.
Alex. What kind of way is that to end a song, man?
Oy vey.
You're tuned to your community radio station, 103.5 FM, WCOM LP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
You're listening to 103.5 FM, Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And now, back to you, Claudio.
And that was the music of Different Drum, the entire band this time.
Mm-hmm. That was
Oy vey.
That was a wonderful piece. I just loved that.
Thank you, Bob. Little sense of humor in there.
Yes, I like that.
And that the voice of that, the horn player on that particular album, most of the playing was Ray Codrington, an incredible horn player.
Wow.
Probably, you know, real inspiration in North Carolina and beyond. And that was him saying, what kind of piece is that, Alex?
Yeah, right. How do you end that?
He currently plays with John Brown's quartet.
Oh, okay.
Or quintet, I should say.
Is that local or is that?
The music director at Duke University.
Oh, good. Okay. That's local enough. That's for sure. So what have you got coming up? I know you've got a whole schedule of events because I keep getting the emails. Give us a little rundown on where you're going to be and when.
This is the quiet time of year, usually when I go away. But I just came back from Taiwan, so I'm not going anywhere.
You can't leave just
yet.
Right.
Right. But it's more the time where we plan things. We do some school. We'll be doing an event in performance in Wake County School next month. It looks like we'll be playing at Brasa Brazilian Steakhouse. They want us back. We just played there last Saturday.
Where is that?
It's in Briar Creek in Raleigh.
Okay.
Right off of 70. Big area, shopping area. And it's the food is actually good.
I'm
sure. They
have
quite a variety.
And when's this going to be? When will you be there?
I think our next date will be February 14th. They're Saturday nights. We play.
And what time do you start?
7 to 10.
Okay.
That's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yes, that's what we're doing the art for.
We'll probably be there once a month for a while.
Oh, good.
Because, yeah, things they like us there. And so, what I said is the variety is really nice. Clubs every now and then.
I agree.
I like giving lessons. I like doing classes. We like playing festivals and travel.
Yeah, I enjoy those myself, yeah. Well, good. So is there any kind of a little rundown to give people as far as a few dates or
that's the only one, right?
Got so you.
If you have short-term memory, I mean that we'll just work with that one now.
Just call the restaurant, right?
But
there we go.
Really, you can our bass player Brian does a great job with the website. He keeps it up. You go to the
Fantastic.
Website, you can always get the information. Well, I'll be at a senior center for later in the month
And you do a bit of storytelling there as well as music, right?
I weave stories in with them
because I know they love the spoken word.
Yeah. Spoken word, and also it's stories about how the music evolved, where I was,
right,
where
so
I wrote it,
educational,
what inspired me.
Yeah.
What, you know, I play a lot of recorder, and mm-hmm. there was a time in my life that I had very little going on. I was a dishwasher in a truck stop in the graveyard shift.
Oh, boy.
In a little town of 1,900 people called Troutdale, Oregon.
Huh.
That was what I was when I was 21. That was what I had. My girlfriend threw me out. I was living in the field. And then the winter came, and I got a little hotel room. And so I had time on my hands, and I went and naively just bought some Mozart and Bach and said, well, I think I'll learn this instrument. Someone showed it to me a little bit, you know, and I knew how to read. But
nothing like learning from the most complicated souls out there. Amazing.
And then I just kind of sat in that room and worked on Bure and all the different. And so those are kind of the stories I tell.
Fantastic,
about
yeah.
While I'm playing, you know, how I learned this.
Sounds wonderful.
I encourage people to explore.
And how long are these shows generally?
How long?
I'm curious about their attention span.
The seniors are amazing. They're you know, they don't have a whole lot going on anymore. They want to be entertained. They could an hour easy.
Good.
I also go in the hospitals on occasion, and I work with kids and schools.
Fantastic.
The kids, their attention span is not, you know.
Yeah, well,
younger
that's usually where it wavers. I was just wondering how the adult situation
was
in contrast.
No, each place is different. Like mm-hmm. I'll be in Heritage of Raleigh, and they really. I'm used to with the kids. I'll try to get them engaged and pass around percussion instruments. And with the seniors, they're willing. They just want to like listen, and they'll ask me questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'll tell stories about the '60s, they're right there. You know,
right. Well, lead us into the next song.
Okay, the next song is also off of the Nourishment CD, and it's one more of an island feel of Cuba. Of course, Cuba is an island, but it has a distinct style. This is a more kind of calypso feel to the song, and I wrote the song in stages. The first part of the melody came as I was traveling through southern Egypt in Aswan. We were getting ready to take a steamer up the Nile.
Going calypso in Egypt. I love it.
And this part came through. And then I was on St. Paul the Island a decade later and another part. And I realized, hey, these two parts work together. And so I called it Signs of Movement. That's how that came together. So featuring our band, Different Drums.
This is Different Drum, Signs of Movement by Alex Weiss on Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater. Thanks for tuning us in.
You're tuned to 103.5 FM, WCOMLP, Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
And we're back.
Están escuchando a 103.FM.
I was almost back, but I heard another little voice in my head. Alex is going to give us a beautiful exit for the speakeasy today, but beforehand, I just thought, give us your website and all the necessary information to contact you again in case anybody wants a performance or the CD.
Performance, CD, lessons, classes,
etc.
With Friends of Percussion is the drum class. Website is www.differentdrum. That's one word, differentdrum.us.
And Alex is going to take us out with some bongo playing. So bongos coming at you from the speakeasy by Alex Weiss.
In my travels, little instruments are very powerful. I can get on the plane with bongos, my pocket trumpet, three recorders, and four harmonicas. And it all fits in a little bag in the back. And so usually when I travel, I'll set up in a nice sunny place in a park and start to play. And musicians come by and people come by. And one thing leads to another.
If you got the moves, feel free to dance wherever you are.
How about a little mambo?
Hey.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. We've still got a few minutes, so give us a little more.
How about, can we switch to the last song?
Oh, we got one more song. Okay.
Yeah.
We've sort of left the ending here open-ended, so we're going to go.
This is a Nigerian piece the last song on the CD. Yeah.
Whatever's
the last one.
Number six.
From Nourishment.
I think we got number six. Is that the one?
No. It's further down.
Oh, you want to go the very
last
song
on the CD.
He's got it. And today's show has been all about Alex Weiss, the Mighty Whitey. Listen, thank you.
Or Senor Blanco.
Senor Blanco, there we go, yes. Actually, I knew a white Calypsonian in the Virgin Islands who went by the name of the Mighty Whitey, and he won the Virgin Islands Calypso show and was in fear of his life because he was white. So much to be said for the Mighty Whitey. But anyway, Senor Bianco, thank you for sharing the morning with us.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure, Claudio.
And we'll be doing this again. We'll be catching up about the Cuba trip. I want to hear about that because I definitely plan on making a trip. Thank you, Bob Crowley.
You're quite welcome, always.
And Will Williams and Rocco, thank you all for joining us out there. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, brought to you by the Historic Carolina Theater of Durham, as well as the Apex Arts Council. Signing off until next time. Cheers.